You're listening to WNJC 1360 AM in Washington Township, New Jersey. Also on the web, WNJC1360.com. We're a Forsyth Broadcasting Company. Stay tuned for the next show is...
Ronnie Allen's A Show With No Name.
And we'd like to welcome Ronnie here to WNJC.
God, I'm doing a radio show. I was dancing around the studio to that one. That was Swanee River Rocket. It's 2 minutes after 5 o'clock, WNJC 1360, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what this show is going to be about in the future. And I was wondering what I should lead off with on this particular first inaugural show, and I decided on this great sound by the Clovers from the mid-50s. You're going to love, love, love this one because it's called Love, Love, Love. Love, 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 Love by the Clovers. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, and this is WNJC 1360, and I'm Ronnie Allen, and I want to say hello to all of my old listeners, all of my young listeners, everybody in between as well. Part of what I intend to do in these weekly shows is interviews. I love talking to the people who made the hit records that you love and remember. And a few years ago, I had the pleasure of doing an interview with Bobby V. And I asked him, what was the story behind his number one hit, Take Good Care of My Baby?
The biggest hit, as far as the record chart is concerned, was Take Good Care of My Baby, a song written by the fantastic songwriting team of Jerry Goffin and Carole King. Was that song written for you?
I was in the studio recording what would have been the first Carole King, Jerry Goffin song of my career. Yet I was excited about it. It was part of an album that was called How Many Tears, and it did eventually come out as a single, and it's still one of my favorite records. It's just a great tune.
So that's the one you were recording that day.
That on the session, and Carol and Jerry flew out from New York to be at the session, and we took a break, and Carol said, could I play a couple of tunes that we wrote? And I said, sure, and I'd love to hear them. And one of them was called In My Baby's Eyes, which is a wonderful song, and I eventually recorded that. And the other one was Take Good Care of My Baby. And people ask me about, you think that there's some magic formula or something that to music, but often songs that I thought were going to be hit songs turned out to not be hit songs or didn't chart as well as some of the ones that were, total surprises that I had no idea. But Take Good Care of My Baby is one of the few songs that, and The Night Has a Thousand Eyes were probably the two songs that I heard presented in whatever fashion, on a demo or live and in person, as Carol did Take Good Care of My Baby, that I really thought, this is a number one record. And Take Good Care of My Baby was, as a matter of fact, for 3 weeks on Billboard. So.
Yes, it was. And in fact, that was really something that you thought that way, because you had never had a number one record before.
That's right. And it was it was a real thrill, and for to see it cresting up there at number one for 3 weeks was pretty amazing.
Now, the beginning part of it goes, "My tears are falling.
My tears are falling, taken away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say." And then the piano, bum bum bum, take good care of my baby. Well, apparently, to get back to your original question, the song had been presented to Dion, and so it wasn't actually written for me. He did a version of it. Minus that little ad-lib intro. And Snuffy Garrett, my producer, he had a great ear, and he wasn't a musician. In fact, he couldn't even sing very well, but he had a great instinct for songs. And he said, the song needs something. He said, could you write a little ad-lib intro for it, just to kind of set it up a little bit? And and so they wrote that little piece, and I think it was the pivot point for the song, because it really set up what was to come next.
I think you needed it. You needed that beginning.
Right. And so as a result of that, that little ad-lib intro, I probably recorded another 20 Carole King, Jerry Goffin songs after that. And more than half of them had ad-lib intros on them.
My tears are falling, because you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my...
That was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King. Now, Carole King, I remember a record that Carole King did, which may have been her first recording, I'm not sure. It was on a tiny label called Alpine Records. And you remember that Neil Sedaka did Oh Carole. That was written, actually, for Carole King. She must have loved that record. You know, You Treat Me Cruel and all those words. But she got even. She wrote a song called Oh Neil. And this was it right here on WNJC 1360 with Ronnie Allen on a show that doesn't have a name yet. Anybody has any suggestions, let me know. Oh, Neil! This is Carole. I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller out there? Hello?
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Nancy. I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Nancy from Allentown. Did you like that last record by Carole King?
I'm loving it. I'm loving your show.
Nielsen.
I have a request for you.
A request? Well, I have about 10,000 CDs here, so maybe I'll be able to fill your request. What's your request?
My request is Norman by the fantastic Sue Thompson.
Sue Thompson is an absolutely fantastic recording artist. Hold on, let me just see if I have. Hang on, just real quick. Hang on. Just a second. I'm just going through the CD, see if I have it. Hang on. All right. Wait a minute. No, I just dropped it. Found it. Oh, are you lucky?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, well, first of all, I have to figure out how to put it in the machine. Okay. Okay, Karen's explaining to me.
I love your show, Ronnie. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for your good taste. Appreciate
it. I'll come and think of a name for it.
Okay.
Jimmy called me on the phone, but
What a great record that Nancy requested. Thank you, Nancy from Allentown. She said Allentown, right? Mm-hmm. Nancy from Allentown requesting. Oh, sorry about that. I just bumped right into Karen here. She's trying to help me, and that's how I repay it. Norman by Sue Thompson. And I got to tell you something. Just everybody get close to the radio. I'm going to tell you a little secret about Sue Thompson. I talk to Sue quite often. Sue and I have become very close, long-distance friends. I did an interview show with her at a radio station many years ago, 4 years ago, actually. And she said, Ronnie, if you get a radio show, I'd love to do another interview show with you. So how could I possibly turn her down, you know? So she is such a wonderful lady. And probably, I would say, in about 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to devote a full one-hour show to Sue Thompson. We'll have her on the air here. Not only will we have Sue Thompson on the air, but it gets better than that, folks. You, out there, if you want, will be able to call in while Sue is talking to me, and you'll be able to talk directly to Sue. So if you love Sad Movies Make Me Cry, and Norman, and Paper Tiger, and Have a Good Time, and James, Hold the Ladder Steady, and all the other great recordings that she did, in just about 2 or 3 weeks, you will get an opportunity to say thank you, Sue, for all the great memories. 19 minutes after 5 o'clock, my name is Ronnie Allen, and your name isn't, maybe. And right now, I'm going to play a recording by a lady who I had the pleasure of doing 8 hours of interview shows with. I did 3 separate interview shows. On two separate radio stations with Diane Renee. She is one of the nicest people in the music business, and this was her big hit from 1964, Navy Blue.
Blue, Navy Blue, I'm as blue as I can be, 'cause my steady boy said ship ahoy and join the Navy.
Some people call that song Blue Navy Blue, but actually it's just Navy Blue. And that great song was written by 3 different people. Bob Crewe, the legendary record producer, as well as Bud Rehak, and a gentleman named Eddie Rambeau, who is a recording artist in his own right. I don't believe this. We happen to have somebody on the phone. Who is this on the phone with me right now?
Hey, Ronnie, it's Eddie Rambeau.
Are you the Eddie Rambo? Now you're
R-A-M-B-E-A-U.
You're not R-A-M-B-O.
No, I'm not B-O. I don't have any B-O.
Oh, okay, thanks. We're glad about that. But you're not in the studio anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. I have a question now. Since Eddie, first of all, that's a great song, and I'm not going to make fun of it. But I do have a question about the lyric to that song. Well, let's see. He's coming home to see me on a weekend pass, a 48-hour day eight. That boat he's sailing on had better get here fast, because I could hardly wait.
It's a speedboat, Ronnie. Speedboat.
A speedboat? It must have been a Concorde jet boat.
You got it.
My gosh. Did that ever occur to you, and you and Bud and Bob were writing the song, that it, maybe that part didn't make much sense?
Not at all.
Well, listen, I am...
Years later.
Listen, I am so grateful. This is really a surprise. I knew you were listening to the show. I didn't know you were going to call in, of course. But I'll tell you what. On a future show, I'm going to play Concrete and Clay. But I happen to have another one of your recordings here, which I think is very appropriate for the season. I believe it was also the theme song for the Newlywed Game as an instrumental. Just tell me briefly how you got to record Summertime Guy. Was it written by Chuck Barris, by the way?
It was written by Chuck Barris, and they found out that Chuck Barris wrote it after he wrote Palisades Park, and of course they pulled it from all ABC stations, because at the time he was the vice president of ABC.
Right.
Well, that was sweet.
Well, that in effect killed your record?
In fact, yes.
Was it on Swan Records?
It was on Swan Records.
Oh, gee whiz. So turned into an ugly duckling.
Yep, it did, but it ended up being the Newlywed theme song. Well, Chuck Barris produced it.
Let me tell you something before I play it, Ed. It's a great song, and I want to let everybody know you have a website, Ed Rambo. That's edrambeau.com. And I'm just going to tell people to go there. I'm not even going to describe what's there, but it's an amazing website. You think I ought to give Diane's website a plug before we play your record?
I think so, sure.
Otherwise, she may be listening. www.dianerenay.com.
Diane, if you're listening, I love you.
Hang on the phone, Ed. I'll talk to you off the air. Meanwhile, we're going to let our listeners listen to Summertime Guy.
Summertime lover, I'm just a summertime guy. Well, I'm a real cold drizzling January, but a sizzling month of July. Oh, don't you know now, I shine best when the sun's out. I like the temperature high. Well, I'm a cool operator when the heat is on, cause I'm just a summertime guy. I can't make a nickel singing jingle bells, and I'm nothing under mistletoe. Wonder on a sandy beach like the girls in bikinis all know. Well, let me tell ya, I'm just a summertime lover. Yeah, I'm just a summertime guy. When it snows, I keep praying that it won't be long until the red, red robin starts singing his song. And when he does, I'll move right out and give love a try. Oh yeah, I'm just a summertime guy. Bells and I'm nothing under mistletoe. I know, but I'm a warm weather wonder on a sandy beach like the girls in bikinis all. Oh, well, let me tell ya, I'm just a summertime lover. Yeah, I'm just a summertime guy. When it snows, I keep praying that it won't be long until the red, red robin starts singing its song. And when he does, I'll move right out and give love a try. Oh, yeah, I'm just a summertime.
Well, by a show of hands, how many out there knew that that song had lyrics and that Eddie Rambo did that particular song, Summertime Guy? What a great recording. That should have, could have been a contender, but it wasn't. It's the way things go. Eddie did have, and by the way, these days he's Ed, but back in those days he was Eddie Rambo, and he had a top 40 hit called Concrete and Clay. And that was a great sound as well. And Eddie, thank you so much for calling in. What I want to do sometime in the future is have a show where we have you on here for a few more minutes so we could play several of your recordings. And Oh boy, this is just unbelievable. Half the show is over already. I can't believe that. I better talk faster. Anyway, Lou Christie, Lightning Strikes, one of the greatest number one hits of all time, in my opinion. And a few years ago, I asked Lou to tell me the story behind Lightning Strikes.
Your biggest hit, Lou, was Lightning Strikes, and I want to know the story behind that. How did you get to record that song? Did you co-write that song?
Yeah, I wrote this. I wrote The Gypsy Crowd and Two Faces of I and Rhapsody in the Rain, Lightning Strikes. Well, we always started out with a title. We always liked titles, Twyla and I. Twyla Herbert was the person that I wrote all these songs with, and the first song we ever wrote together was The Gypsy Cried,
mm-hmm.
and that took 15 minutes to write, because I said that you cry, and we wrote it about 5 o'clock. She was trying to cook at the same time, and I said, I've got this song, and I'm going, cry, I had this melody, and so we really wrote in about 15 minutes. But Lightning was one of those things we had a title, I don't know, for years, and we just loved the title, and then we decided to write a song around it. And that's usually how we started. We sort of worked backwards. We had a title, and then we would write the song against the title somehow. We did everything backwards. We usually write, the main part I remember us writing was like the hook, which was Lightning Striking Again.
Yeah.
So we had that and then nothing else, so we wrote the song sort of backwards.
The interesting thing about Lightning Strikes is that you never actually sing the words Lightning Strikes. It's always...
Oh, you got that.
Lightning Striking.
That's right. Lightning Striking Again. Exactly. Yeah, but that's a little bit of trivia that no one knows, huh?
For you to stick around. Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see lipstick to be cute, I can't stop.
Now I can't stop without lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by the rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind. Forgive and forget, and I'll make up for all I've done. If she puts together five, in the pines, waiting for us around the bend. Picture in your mind, love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time, now I can't stop.
Now I can't stop without lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Lightning striking again, okay, and that was, of course, Lou Christie. I've got to ask Karen a question. What CD player are we using next, one or two? The top one, that's number one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm all ready. Okay. I got a phone caller, by the way, and I just want to say hello to Roy McCutcheon, is it?
That's my name.
Okay, now that you said that's my name and nobody in the world heard you, say that's my name again.
That's my name.
Okay, good. See, all you have to do is just yell out the window and everybody will hear.
I'll yell real loud next time.
That's right, and Ronnie also has to turn up the pot. Roy, listen, you and I go back way, way back when to a station called WTTM. You were one of my regular listeners. You're also a professional musician, and I just want to thank you for calling in and telling me that you're listening. We have so many recordings tonight. You did mention one record you'd like me to try to find maybe for next week's show. What was it called? Ballad of what?
It's called The Ballad of Two Brothers by Audrey Inman.
Well, if I can't...
1968.
I remember it. If I can't find the two brothers, if I find one of them, is it all right?
Oh, yeah. One will be fine.
Okay. Roy, keep it tuned right here to 1360. Where is it? Here. I really know. I'm just kidding. I know it. Maybe John is listening. WNJC 1360, and sometimes this station is known as Philadelphia Renaissance Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you knew about that.
It's a beautiful station. I'm here in Ephrata, Pennsylvania, out here in Pennsylvania Dutch country, and it sounds real good.
He said that exactly as the way I wrote it out for him to say that. Roy, thank you so very much for calling in, and you have yourself a great night, and we got some more great sounds, and... you keep it tuned here. I got something that's going to tickle your funny bone in just a couple of minutes. So,
okay, I'm ready.
I promise. These are the delegates.
Yeah. Say something nice, find yourself a boss, a little more than bum you far with black on my thunderbird. So new, black on my thunderbird. So cool, black on my thunderbird. Happy as I can be. Uh-huh. I'm gonna go down the street, big in my guide do. Saw the cars and me on my. She got a black on my thunderbird. My lad, black on my thunderbird. Feel sad, black on my thunderbird. Happy as we can be. Uh-huh. All of you think that I'm a big whip to the cruise around in my automobile. Yes, my black on my thunderbird. Can't be ooh, black on my thunderbird. It's real neat, black on my thunderbird. Man, you ought to see me. Well, I rode around the town. I rode up the street and then up. I came down in my black on my thunderbird. It's great, black on my thunderbird. Yeah, man, black on my thunderbird. Just don't let me be me.
That is a great recording by the Delicates, and I want to tell you that the Delicates are in a way connected to Lou Christie's Lightning Strikes, because contrary to popular belief, a lot of people believe that it was the Angels who did the backup singing on Lightning Strikes. It was actually two former members of the group you just heard, the Delicates. Namely, it was Denise Ferry, Peggy Santillia, and a third person who was never a delicate, who was a starlet, but that's another story, named Bernadette Carroll. So you had Denise Ferry, Peggy Santillia, and Bernadette Carroll doing the great background singing, not only on Lightning Strikes, but also on Rhapsody in the Rain by Lou Christie, and a lot of other great Lou Christie sessions as well. And a little secret, now just come close to the radio, a little secret, nobody knows this. A lot of people don't know exactly what they're singing on that recording of Lightning Strikes. They're singing Bup-Bee-Yah-Ooh. Denise told me that, Bup-Bee-Yah-Ooh. We're going to get back to Denise and Bernadette, talking about them in just a moment, but I have a phone caller, and her name is Laura Pinto. Laura, where are you coming from? I don't know if I'm coming or going, but where are you calling from?
That was easy for you to say.
Well,
I'm calling from Florida.
Easy for you to say, Laura. And Laura, you have a website. What's your website?
I got oldiesconnection.com.
Okay. www.oldiesconnection.com, but they don't have to enter www?
No, I think they actually do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay, me and my big mouth. Look at that. Just confused everybody. Laura, just tell me just a few of the artists that you feature on your site. Eddie Rambeau is one of them. You were calling me to thank him for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having Eddie on air. It's wonderful hearing him. It's great hearing you. Also wanted to let you know that Eddie's webmaster, Rosemary, who lives in the UK, is also listening right now.
Right.
Out there.
It's great.
And Eddie is one of several artists that I have featured on Oldies Connection.
Fantastic.
Very talented person.
So everybody visit Laura's website. Thank you so much, Laura, for calling in. And we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, on the air soon.
Okay, thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. That was the first time I ever talked to Laura, by the way. And I have visited her website many times. Getting back to the story with the Delicates, Denise Ferry and Bernadette Carroll, and myself are actually working on a website, and it's under construction, but if you'd like to take a look at what we've done so far, it is www.jerseygirlssing, that's JerseyGirlsSing.com, jerseygirlssing.com, and you'll read all about the Delicates, Bernadette Carroll, and you'll even be able to hear some radio interviews that I've done. They gave me a special page, they were so generous to do this, called Ronnie Allen's Small Talk. So visit that website. Now, I told you about Denise Ferry. Denise, by the way, I want to say one thing about the Delicates that's very, very important. They were Murray the K's dancing girls, and together, the three of them, the Delicates, the three Delicates, the one I didn't mention was Arlene Lanzotti. Denise is probably climbing up the wall saying, Ronnie's not mentioning Arlene. Oh, okay, I'm making amends. Arlene. I mentioned her more than anybody else now. Denise Ferry, Arlene Lanzotti, and Peggy Santilia formed the Delicates. They were from Belleville, New Jersey. Karen's picking up a phone here. Hopefully it's not Denise. And they were Murray the K's dancing girls. They wrote his Submarine Race Watcher theme. They wrote the Mia Suri song. And they had so many great recordings like Flip Flip and the one you just heard, which was a really big hit in New York called Black and White Thunderbird. Now I'm going to switch the topic to Bernadette Carroll, because she was also on the Lightning Strikes recording session, and she had her own major hit called Party Girl. We're going to listen to it right now. This is Bernadette Carroll. Party Girl, that's Bernadette Carroll, and we got a compliment from Karen, just took a look at Laura's website, and what did you say? You said, what did you say?
I said it's beautiful.
Beautiful website. Let's hear it for Laura Pinto's website. Okay, we're going to play one more recording by Bernadette Carroll. A lot of you don't know, but Bernadette Carroll did all of the, well, on all of the Smash records by the Angels, Bernadette Carroll was doing backup singing. She was a backup singer on My Boyfriend's Back. Uncredited, by the way. You can't find her name, but she was on all of those Angels records on the Smash label, starting with the number one hit, My Boyfriend's Back. And then later in the 60s, she actually became an Angel. Well, we all know that Bernadette was always an Angel, but she became an Angel. She joined the Angels as their lead singer, and she was the lead singer on a recording called The Boy with the Green Eyes, written, incidentally, by Neil Diamond. And here it is, Bernadette in the Loop. That boy did not really have green eyes. He just had a contact lens that changed the color. So it really, actually, I have a caller here, we're only using first names right now. What's your first name?
If you don't remember, I'm hanging a phone up.
Oh, no, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
It's Paul. Yeah. You see, you said it.
All right. Now, your name is Paul?
Yes, it is. And your name, by the way, is Ronnie.
Today it is, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Ronnie Allen. But I have to point out, I do not have a website, ronnieallen.com. If you visit www.ronnieallen.com, you get somebody else who is a Kenny Rogers impersonator.
Is that
not me. This is the truth, Paul. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is the one, the only, the guy who is... in the back seat, or actually, he was driving the car.
That's right.
And there were these girls, the seven little girls in the back seat, and they were with Fred. This must be Paul Evans.
Oh my God, it is!
It is Paul Evans. Oh my gosh!
Hey, Ronnie, I'm so happy to.
I am
back
thrilled.
On the air, man.
This is totally unexpected that you would call. We did our actually, the last radio show I did before this one was with you.
I know. I killed you.
So I'm,
well, maybe bring it back today.
And the only reason I'm making that point is this might be my last radio show for the next 4 years.
I don't want to hear that.
Every 4 years, I do a Paul Evans show. And that's, that's my radio career.
When you did that interview, we did an interview. It was a long interview.
Gosh.
And I must tell you that people said it was the best one. Well, I don't know if it was the best, but certainly one of the best.
Okay, you've got to be diplomatic. But I was thrilled. I was thrilled to hear that, and I appreciate everybody's good taste about that. That's great. I mean,
it was a fun interview because it was like we were standing next to each other and just having a lot of laughs, and that's really what people like, I think.
Paul, when I get this show established, could you do me a favor and promise me right now that you'll do maybe a more extended thing with me here? Maybe not necessarily an hour. Maybe we'll do a half an hour or something where we can play some of your records.
It would be my pleasure, Ron.
I know, but I have to go through the motions and do that and sound like
I
a nice guy. You know,
my hand is in the air.
So
left
not
on
like
a Bible.
I'm ordering it. You know, I do want to mention one thing about Paul Evans. He is a talented, not only a singer. You know him from the hits. I forgot the hits. What, Seven Little Girls, Midnight Special, which you didn't write.
That's right.
But
it's an old folk song.
You wish you had written that one, by the way.
Yeah.
And Happy Go Lucky Me. We're going to get to that in a moment. But he also wrote something called Roses Are Red, which was a that was somewhat of a hit for Bobby Vinton, wasn't it?
Wasn't that a nice one, boy?
Oh!
I'm still getting calls for it, you know, from different shows that want to use it. And I'll tell you another song that gets a lot of use on television is When, the Kalin Twins.
Oh, my gosh. And sadly, both of the Kalin Twins have passed on. But what a great sound that was. And that's what I'd like to do when I have you on again a few weeks down the road. I'm hoping to get an evening time slot. This 5 to 6 may be a temporary one. We may eventually go maybe 9 to 10. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Wouldn't that be nice?
So yeah.
And I know there are a lot of people waiting to call because I had trouble getting on.
Oh,
and
great.
I spoke to our mutual friend Stuart Weiss.
Yes, I know Stu. Hi, Stu.
And I know he's dying to call you to call and to say hello and congratulations and good luck and all that kind of stuff.
He's dying to call me. What is he dying to call me? What kind of name?
Well, it's
Paul,
Yiddish expression. I don't think I want to tell you.
I got a treat for you, Paul.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a treat for you.
Well,
when
we
did a radio show together, I prepared a special montage because Happy Go Lucky Me is known for its laugh. Can you still do that laugh? Can you do a little laughing over the phone?
Happy Go Lucky Me.
That's pretty good, but keep your day job, Paul.
Oh, thank you. No,
really, seriously, that's pretty good. I mean, you probably haven't done that in a while. And it sounded very, very natural. But what I did before I played Happy Go Lucky Me, and I'm going to give the audience a treat right here, or maybe it's a treatment, I put together, with the help of a lady named Barb Jastrab, I want to give her credit because she actually put together the original montage and I made some modifications to it. Hi, Barb. Hope you're listening. Records that have laughter in them. And it kind of ends with your recording, and then we go right into Happy Go Lucky Me.
Great, now, let's do it.
Now, before I do it, I don't know what the second song is. So if anybody out there, I'm going to identify the songs after I play, but if anybody knows what the second recording is in this laugh montage, it comes right after the first one, which is the Jolly Green Giant. Give me a call. Let
me know. The lady that helped you put it together, Barbara. Whatever.
Well, yeah, but she put that part together. I didn't do it. Now, what's our number here? 856, I'm just going to tell people, 856-227-1360. Give me a call if you can identify what the second song in this laugh montage is. Paul, thank you so much. You can hang on the phone. We could talk off the air. Thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to have some laughs right now.
Okay, great.
Oh, oh, hee hee, ha ha.
Nyup, 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 nyup.
Happy-go-lucky me. Yeah, I can smile when I ain't got no money. Happy-go-lucky me. It may sound silly, but I don't care. I got the moonlight, I got the sun, I've got the stars above.
me and my Billy, well, we both share. It's happy go happy, happy go lucky love. Well, life is sweet, whoa, sweet as honey. Happy go lucky me. I got the sun, I've got the stars above. Me and my Billy, well, we both share. It's happy go happy, happy go lucky love. Well, life is sweet, whoa, yeah, sweet as honey. Happy go lucky me. Happy go lucky me.
Roy, laugh. I didn't say scream. I said laugh. Oh, okay. Roy McCutcheon just called in, and he identified the second song as Earache My Eye by Cheech and Chong.
That's right.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that. I'm going to go through the other songs, and thank you for that information, Roy, and keep
You're
listening.
You're welcome, Ronnie.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. The ones that you just heard in that laugh medley were The Jolly Green Giant by the Kingsmen, Earache My Eye by Cheech and Chong, Don't You Just Know It, Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns, Delicious by Jim Backus, They're Coming to Take Me Away, Napoleon the 14th, Rip Van Winkle by the Devotions, Chantilly Lace actually, by the Big Bopper, Dinner with Drac. If it's my wife, tell her I'm on the way. No? Who's the listener? Oh, it is a listener. Okay. Dinner with Drac, John Zachary. The Curly Shuffle, Jump in the Saddle. I'm sorry, I started this. Happy Jose by Jack Ross. And Happy Go Lucky Me by, who does Happy Go Lucky Me? The guy that just called, Paul Evans. Okay, real good. Let's see, do we have time for a couple more records? Let's try to fit in two more recordings. We haven't had any ballads during the show. This is one of my all-time favorite records by the Cordettes. It almost makes you cry. It's called A Broken Vow.
She was a girl of nine. He was just 10. That's when they vowed their love until the end. Years kept on passing by, vows were still said, but in those teenage years, they couldn't be wed. Oh no, oh no, they couldn't be wed. Young, and they just knew that by and by all their dreams would come true. Now she is 21. Strange how love is. Her wedding day, but it's not his. Oh no, oh no, it isn't his. Love was young, and they just knew. Strange how love is.
time has gone by so fast. We're almost done. We do have one more caller. It's a gentleman named Stu Weiss, sometimes known as... Are you Stu or Stuart today?
Stu.
Stu, but sometimes you say Stuart Weiss.
Yeah, well...
I know. Anyway, Stu has a show on Top Shelf Oldies called Pop Shop on Friday nights. And that is TopShelfOldies. And Stu, in about 25 words or less, tell people what you do, because we don't have much time.
Will you talk about on the show?
Yeah.
I play the songs that you don't hear on most radio stations. I dig into, you know, like not just the top 40. And I play all the oldies. It's the 50s and 60s with a touch of the 40s, and I do that for 8 or 9 hours every Friday night.
Those 44 words.
Stu,
thank you so much for calling in, and also...
I think I would miss a chance to call.
Oh, man, and your buddy called in too, Paul Evans. That was
great.
No,
I spoke to him before he called.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you later, Stu. We got a guy from Vanilla Fudge doing a show after me, so I gotta get going. A gentleman named Vinny Martell does a show. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has just gone by so very, very quickly. I got about 20 seconds just to say good night to you, or whatever, good afternoon. I will be back here next week at this time from 5 to 6. I don't know what I'm going to play. Maybe we'll have more interviews, we'll have more recordings, we'll take requests. Thank you all so very much for making this a wonderful experience for me. Say good night, Ronnie. Good night, Ronnie. Sonny Burgess closing the show. All I'm an army, all I'm a American, all I'm a